10 female musical acts from around the state are hitting the road together in a tour called Girls with Guitars. They'll stop at Belle's Eccentric Cafe in Kalamazoo on Thursday. But if the lineup is anything like the Traverse City duo The Accidentals, maybe they should have called the tour Girls with Strings. So many theories wrong and soon disproved. So many ideas lost among the few. So many conversations that are sadly misconstrued and lost among debates and needless violence. We need the silence.
My name is Katie Larson. I'm half the Accidentals, so I'm half of a lead singer, and I play guitar, I play electric bass, I play cello, ukulele, occasionally kazoo, accordion sometimes.
My name's Savannah Beist. I'm the other half of the Accidentals, also means I'm half the lead singer. I play violin, electric bass, upright bass, guitar, electric guitar, ukulele, mandolin, just a bunch of, I think Kate and I play anything with strings really.
Beist and Larson have been making music together for a little less than 3 years. But in that time, they've recorded 2 albums, had songs in a few commercials, and even did 2 film scores. Beist says students at Michigan State University used one of their songs for a film called Please Wait to Be Seated.
There's like a love montage scene when they're playing our song called Miso Soup, which is about these people who meet and fall in love in the grocery store, and it's really dorky.
Amid the packs of miso soup, you were standing transcendental. Right there and then, I knew our love would be coincidental.
But the other one that we actually wrote a bunch of parts and scores for was a movie called One Simple Question.
It's a documentary about a couple trying to live the simple life on a sailboat while also looking for a North Atlantic iceberg.
Remind me again why we're trying to see an iceberg.
Oh, did I mention the duo just graduated high school? Larson says that's where they met, at Traverse City West Senior High.
We kind of volunteered to do a little project to represent our class's alternative styles string club, where we played like Coldplay and like Irish tunes and stuff. And then Savannah, both of us come from musical families, and Savannah was in her parents' band. So our first gig ever was the two of us opening for her parents' band, and that's how we got started.
Yeah, she actually came over to my house to rehearse for this classical thing that Katie and I volunteered for, and we ended up playing the White Stripes instead. So we were a band that night, and we've been a band ever since.
Katie Larson's dad, Steve, is also a well-known pianist and accompanist at Interlochen Center for the Arts. A year after Larson and Beist met, they became one of the first students at Interlochen to become singer-songwriter majors. Beist says Michigan has always been a great state for the genre.
We'll always be astounded at the huge support for singer-songwriters in Michigan. It's crazy, and we really owe a lot of, you know, our band makeup thanks to this huge fan base and a bunch of people who have really been helping us out and supporting us. It's not just like a fan base, it's like a family at this point.
Though mostly acoustic, the Accidentals' sound drifts from folk to jazz to rock. And the rest of the Girls with Guitars lineup is just as varied. Olivia Mainville, for example, describes her music as gypsy swing.
I look up through the sky and never really lasts.
Every one of us plays something like a totally different genre. You know, Miriam Pico plays, you know, these happy pop songs. You know, E minor plays these sad songs that are still really good and they're slow. Blake Elliott plays like these kind of 50s tunes, really good. The Accidentals play pretty much everything. They're pretty crazy. So yeah, everything, it's really diverse and it's really nice.
The ground beneath her feet, it was bitter, it was sweet.
Olivia Mainville, The Accidentals, and 8 other acts will be on the Girls with Guitars tour. You can see the show at Belle's Eccentric Cafe Thursday night at 9.